At SeaTac Airport in 1971, a hijacker exchanged a plane load of passengers for $200,000 in ransom and four parachutes. Marla Cooper, who moved to Oklahoma, now says the fugitive and a previously unknown accomplice were her uncles. Cooper told me the same story she says she told the FBI. She remembers a specific discussion in 1995 with her late father. They talked about whether her uncle was D.B. Cooper.
You know, I questioned that. What did he do with the money? He said he dropped it. I said, what?
Cooper believes her father must have heard about the parachute jump from his brother.
He said, no, Marla, he strapped it to himself. And then when he was, you know, falling from the sky, something went wrong with the parachute. And he tried to, in working to get the parachute opened, the money got unattached and it fell. You know, it fell away from him.
The FBI recorded the serial numbers of all the ransom bills. None were ever detected in circulation. In 1980, boys playing along the Columbia River did find a few bundles of the cash in a sandbank. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.